Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Heath, and today we're going across the pond to another London actress. She's very young, but she has a lot of credits and she's doing pretty good for her age, and she is a potential future superstar. We're going to give her a call in London and we're going to see how she makes a living being an actress. Where does she get those acting roles from? Is it from an agent? Is it from backstage? Is it from Mandy? Is it from another online casting service? How is she doing it and actually making a living being an actress in London? So why don't we give Charlotte a call and see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. It's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm awesome. Where do you live? You live in London, England?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so you actually make a living being an actress. How are you out there getting your acting jobs? Is it through online? Do you have an agent? How do you get that acting work?
It's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I've got an agent who is in London, but she mainly puts me up for commercials and short films. But then obviously I do other sides of it where I do Mandy and Backstage, which is online.
Right.
And I put myself forward for things on my own, you know, just to get my show reel up and to show my like potential, you know?
Right. Okay, so how did you get your first start? What was your first gig that you've ever done?
Funny, because the first thing that I ever got was the very first audition that I ever went to.
Ba-bam.
Which I was like, oh my God, I got it. And it was a McDonald's advert. I was like, oh my God, this is so easy. I've got it. Like, I can do this. And then obviously every other auditions that I did after that year, it kind of proved to me how hard it actually was. But they say beginner's luck. But I was like, oh my God, I got it. It's so good. But yeah, that was my first one, a McDonald's commercial.
Right, but you started off doing more like stage work, right? Like being theater?
Yeah, but that was more with my drama school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Steel Magnolias was probably the one that I was a big part in. And that kind of made me learn like the community of it, of theater.
Do you think you want to do more of that? Or do you think you're good just doing television, music videos, and films?
Theater is really exciting to me. However, I really do prefer on-screen things. I like commercials because they are quite interesting. But when you've done so many, at the end of the day, it doesn't really push you. It doesn't make you progress in any way. It doesn't challenge you. Whereas short films, I enjoy them a lot more because it really challenges me and it pushes me and it makes me develop a character and I can show my potential a lot more.
Right. So what made you want to even get into the acting business in the first place? Was it somebody pushing you to do it or did you just want to do it?
No one in my family really was an actor, an actress or anything. I think putting it into a character and putting it out there and putting it on screen and being really like honest, I think that's what I really liked about it. And if you can do that as a job and get paid and do that full time, I think doing your passion is just the best thing that you can do.
Right.
I've wanted to do it forever, as long as I remember.
Is there any actress out there that you kind of relate to? You're like, oh my God, I could totally play that part.
Ooh, I don't know, you know. It's a hard question. I used to love Friends. I used to say, oh, if I could just be in Friends.
Right.
And for 10 years like they did, that would be the dream.
Of course, huh?
Such a good community of it. So fun, so free. I feel like they were really free to experiment and bring their own like twist on it, which I quite like. I like Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, really.
So you're 22 now. So like when you're 25, 26, where do you want to be?
Oh, world domination. No, I'm joking. Here's hoping anyway. Probably I'd want to have definitely cured myself in the industry and made a bit of a name for myself and have like a level of respect that I have for other people as well. I think that's quite hard to find in the industry. You're always grafting, you're always trying to get in the circle. When you're in the circle, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But getting in is the hardest part.
That's true. It's hard to get in because everybody has a brother, a sister, a friend, or a cousin who's going to take that part.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that doing that off my own back just because I'm good, mm-hmm, would be a really good thing. I'd obviously like that. So hopefully I want to be doing it full time and making just a healthy living off it and being happy with it, I think, is the biggest thing for me.
Right. So what's a typical, say, couple of weeks for you? Like during the course of a week, what do you do as far as acting wise?
So I do auditions with my agent. But if she goes quiet times, obviously, mm-hmm, that's when I start putting myself forward massively. And I'll go to like colleges and I'll audition for their end of year dissertation or, you know, the their end of term project that they have to do, which will build my showreel up. So day to day, I'll go to auditions, and then I'll be constantly looking online, seeing if there's any open calls or self-tape requests that I can do. I'm just constantly trying to be proactive with it, because I feel like when I'm not proactive with it, I get in a bit of a rut.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of actors do, because they're like, oh, this is a bit shit. Like, I'm not doing much. And you start getting into your, like, bar job or waiting job or whatever you're doing. You put more focus and attention on that, and you lose the fire of it.
Right.
So I think I quit my job in August, my full-time bar job in August. When you know you don't have anything else to do, you're like, okay, I have to do this now. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do that. You have to set yourself goals, because no one's getting you out of bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying, like, your boss isn't, because you don't have one, isn't saying, right, get out of bed at 7, go to the gym, then get online and start looking what's about today. It's like, you have to be your own motivator.
I know. Keeping that motivation, you're right, because you have to do it yourself. The reward is the next gig. It could be it. That could be the one thing that gets you in. It could be tomorrow. It could be the next day. Every time I get a casting, I'm like, wow, this could be the thing that even if they don't like me, they're going to cast me for something else. Or I'm going to go in there. I'm going to create such a professional relationship. They're going to want to work with me.
Yeah. I think that's massively important as well, being really approachable and really nice and friendly, which a lot of people don't realize sometimes. Like, I picked her because I think that she'd work well on a set with 15, 20 other people.
Right.
It's not always necessarily about, oh, she's amazing, but she kind of looks a bit like a bitch.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, she was really good. She's such a relatable person that I could easily put her in a room with people and I wouldn't have to worry about it. I think a lot of casting directors and people in the industry really look for that now.
Right.
Because there's so many people that can be really annoying.
That's true. There's also the opposite of that too, when you see some actress that comes in there and just totally kills it, but it's not up to you to cast that person and you don't get it because somebody has a friend who is an okay actress, but they're their friend, so they get it, and the professional, talented person gets screwed out of it because of nepotism.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true.
So somebody moves to England, or someone just graduating from high school or something out there, and now they have control of their life and they want to get into this cuckoo crazy business, specifically in London. What is their next move? What do they do?
Be ballsy. I think the biggest thing is don't overthink it. I think when I turned 18, I thought to myself, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm moving to London. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to make a plan, this and that. But I think that really puts you back 10 steps because you're already doubting yourself. It's massive doubt in your own mind. Like, your own mind will be the biggest killer for you. And I think really just go online and get on Spotlight and get on Backstage and get on Mandy and get good headshots. Putting a bit of money into headshots is really, really worth it, because obviously it's the first thing that people see. And I think that's really important. Like, if you're basically selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can sell yourself well, then you're already halfway in the door. And then obviously you just got to do the rest. But I think don't be discouraged, because when people are like, oh, I've been to so many auditions and I've got so many no's. I don't think about it. Like, I always say to my friends, when I've gone to an audition, I just put it out of my mind. I don't even think about it. Because you'll just be constantly waiting by your phone for a yes or a no. And when you get the no, it'll be devastating. So an unexpected yes, when you just haven't even really thought about it, is so nice. It's so refreshing and it's so nice and it's so motivating and rewarding. But don't rely on it.
So I heard about the online stuff. Is there an actual specific place in London somebody could go to besides the online if they weren't too savvy to get some training? Where could they go?
I do workshops is a big thing, and they cost about, some of them are 10, I reckon in the range, 10 to 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obviously expensive if you're paying rent and you live in London. It can be a bit demanding, but workshop definitely. Charlotte Thornton workshop are quite good, and Spotlight do workshop. Meeting up with fellow actors, like, there's this page on Facebook called Bossys, B-O-S-S-Y. It's a massive community of actors, and they always ask, like, you know, like, really stupid questions that you'd be embarrassed to ask anyone else, like a casting director or a person that's massively big in the industry. You know, questions that people want to ask but they don't really know how to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kind of teams up with each other and helps each other and gives advice and, you know, really small things like that. Even if it's like a tax return or a tax rebate, or, oh, I haven't been paid for this commercial for a while, why do you think it is? Or what's the 60-day payout, the 30-day payout? Or where can I get cheap headshots because I'm a bit broke at the minute? It's a big community and they really help each other. So I'd definitely go on that, and you can meet up for coffee mornings with them and talk about monologues that you want to do or building up your show reel. People just help you. Like, you can ask people, okay, what can I change on my spotlight page when casting directors are going to see me straight away? I did it the other day. I posted on the bossies, what can I change on my spotlight page? And loads of people replied saying, oh, this picture's a bit too modelly, like giving them the wrong image if you want to be in the film industry, or do you want to be more commercials, or do you want to be a model? Or it was saying that you need to go into a direct category because you're confusing people, which actually really helped me.
That's pretty cool. So it's called BOGGYS on Facebook?
BOSSYS, like bossies.
BOSSYS. So we have Backstage, we have Mandy, and we have Spotlight, and then we have that website Bossies. Those are four good things.
Yeah, that's Bossies is on Facebook.
Facebook.
And then obviously Mandy, Spotlight, and Backstage is all their own personal website. I'd say Backstage is very good if you want to put yourself up for things, and Spotlight is more for your agent.
So I was looking at your special skills, and you have skiing and surfing. Where do you ski and surf at in London?
Skiing, I go away to either Sierra Nevada in Spain. I lived in Spain for a couple of years, and they've got Sierra Nevada, which is 2 hours away.
Right.
And that's good.
So if there was an acting role that requires some skiing, you would be able to do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You also have scuba diving down there.
Yeah, I did scuba diving for actually an acting job. It was amazing. Oh, I loved it. Honestly, I do scuba diving every day. It was so cool. It was amazing.
Hey, can you talk about that Amazon Prime thing? It was called A Greek Odyssey. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, A Greek Odyssey.
Were you like a traveling thing where you went to different cities and tasted different foods? Tell me about that.
It was kind of like a reality food documentary thing. And we went for a month, and it was just in the Greek islands.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just me and two other guys. So it was a really, really small cast. And we were more ourselves, but they told us what to say, which was quite unnatural, but natural at the same time because it was a good experience. And I got to see a lot of things and meet a lot of people.
Wow. On the Dead Rising Zombie, what did you do on that?
That was for a commercial for Xbox. It was like kind of like old Yellow Pages vibe to it. The guy came up to kiss me, and obviously the camera's straight onto me, but I was turned, so my profile was there. And then when the camera turned, it was half of my face as a zombie. It was for Dead Rising 4, the Xbox game.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool.
And the Hero Girl, what about that?
I think that's Nivea, yeah. It's not actually aired yet because I only did it just before Christmas.
Okay.
And that was The Power of Touch. So that was for the cream. I was just the protagonist in it, and I'd go around and I was with my brother and I was rubbing off his makeup, and then I'd be playing football and moisturizing my knee, and then I'd be in the classroom and I'd be playing with the kid and we'd moisturize our hands. It was kind of like flashbacks into, you can use the moisturizer for anything, basically.
Right. And that short film, Slaved, talk about that.
Slave was one of actually the very first short films that I did. I was 18 or 19 at the time, and it was the best job I've ever done because it was so challenging, obviously, because I had to be emotional on camera and vulnerable in front of people, and it was kind of the first thing that I ever did that. It made me feel super comfortable. They cleared the room, and only the people that needed to be in the room needed to be in the room, and he just made it really, really natural, which I quite like. Sometimes when you've got so much going on around you and people don't really realise that, because it doesn't project that, obviously, when you're watching a film or watching something. But really, in the back scene of it, there's like 15 other people, and it can put you under mass pressure, especially when you need to perform such emotional human trafficking. That's what it was about. So but yeah, that was probably one of the best things I've ever done. And they did a little premiere, and loads of people came out for it, and it was the first thing that probably gave me confidence to know that that's what I was wanting to do for the future.
Right, because you like really felt it and you got high off of it, huh?
Yeah, oh my god, I was so happy when I went to the premiere. I was like, I should have invited my own dad. This is probably the only premiere I'm ever going to have. I was buzzing.
Oh, wow. What else do you have to say maybe about the acting business, or any advice or anything for anyone that's listening who wants to be an actor?
I think the biggest advice I can probably give someone is, which is what I always think about myself, is, oh my God, there's so many people that want to be an actor. There's so many people out there, and you always, always, always think that you're not good enough to be it, or you don't have that skill, or you're not like them, or you just doubt yourself a lot. I think I doubt myself a lot, but I think the biggest thing to do is just take it day by day and don't overthink it. Don't think, oh, I didn't get that, that's so bad, oh my god. Just don't think about it, just do it. I think just really, really go for it and just put yourself out there, and don't be embarrassed because there's so many people that are doing it. And I think just believe in yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. I think the most important thing that summed up this whole interview for someone listening is what you just said. Don't think about it. Do the audition. Don't think about it. Pursue your career, but don't get inside your head so much. Just freaking do it.
Yeah, don't get inside your head so much is a big thing, because a lot of people do, because obviously you're going to get so many no's, and all you need is that one yes that will change everything for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for being my very special guest today. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to enlighten my audience.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
And have a good Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye.
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 Wow, another awesome interview from an actor out there doing it. If you want more information on Charlotte, look inside our description and just click on the link. It will take you to her spotlight page, but you can also look her up on Internet Movie Database. Her name is Charlotte Craven. You see, it doesn't matter where in the world you live. If you want to be an actor, you can be an actor. This young actress, working actress in London, is out there doing it. Quit her full-time job so she can pursue this. It's all or nothing for her. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you're in Los Angeles. Maybe you're in Egypt, Lebanon, Australia. We have more international acting interviews coming up, by the way. Also, we have Freddie Kurtz. He's over 70 years old. He's a stand-up comic. His episode is being edited now and might be released next week. We have the Hollywood talent manager, Wendy Elaine Wright. She has over 1 million views on her YouTube channel. She takes beginning actors and she molds them so you don't waste time. That is an amazing interview. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. And remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on Spotify, TuneIn, CastOn, Google, Podomatic, Apple, iTunes, please just give it a like, give it a share, give it a download, but please take the time out and comment and review. That is something we would appreciate immensely. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to potential superstar Charlotte Craven. We have another round of interviews coming up in a couple of weeks. We have one spot left. So if you're a potential superstar, or if you are a superstar and you would like to get on this podcast, just reach out to me out there in social media somewhere and we'll see if we can fit you in. Season 3 was supposed to be nothing but superstars, but we're allowing potential superstars. I miss talking to the up-and-coming people who are just starting out or who have started out and have a little bit of success, and I would love to do anything I can to help them move to the next level. But season 4 is all about the beginners, but that's not until July. So until then, go ahead and keep listening to season 3 and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. And remember, please, I would so appreciate it if you left a comment or review. Thank you so much in advance for that. Love you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? 'Cause everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap, you got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E, we got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched, I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't wanna stop 'cause I just might explode. I tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, 'cause here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, 'cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this, all man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final
final lesson here, of course, is number three. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.